All right, next up, we've got Rain Watt.
Last week, it was a hard one, understatement. And I flew back as fast as they let me. And I feel bad, that's all that I can do. But at least I made it. I can live on no-name streets or live in cardboard houses. Cause what I wanna do is have a home with you. On a mountain or deep underwater. Cause what I wanna do is have a home with you.
This song was a good one. Understatement.
Yeah.
I love that repeated understatement motif at the start of every verse. It's just hooky and cool and familiar. And every time it happens, you're like, oh, cool. You know, it's just something for you to latch onto. It's really great. There's also that melisma on you ooh, ooh at the end of the chorus. Super catchy. So sing along. So good. Rain just knows how to bring the catchiness and the hookiness and the sing along parts. I thought the story was a little thin. I mean, it also leaves a lot to the imagination, but the theme is great, that whole notion of, you know, a year ago it was really challenging and I wanted to move in with this person, and then, you know, a month ago it was, you know, more of the move-in story, and then a week ago I was more moved in, and there's these boxes that have been there for 6 weeks, and, you know, and then I'm not sure what happened at the very start or at the end of the story. It was more like maybe they had a fight, and then the protagonist went somewhere and then flew back after they made up. Anyway, it was pretty vague, and you can probably add your own interpretations to what it means. There's certainly a lot of songs I love that give you lots of vague things to kind of build into your own narrative. So yeah, I gotta think about what I think about that, if that's gonna work for me, or if I feel like it's maybe a little thin on story. But, oh, this song certainly is catchy, and it certainly, I look forward to it every time it came on, as I pretty much have on every Rain Watt song.
I might have misread the lyrics now that I'm thinking about it and looking them over again. I thought that it was sort of a tale of people kind of deciding to move in with each other and then it getting progressively kind of more difficult. And then I just assumed that at the end that they were pretty much broken up. And I guess maybe it's the second line that got me into that. You know, the last year was a weird one. Last month was a long one. And last week was a hard one. I'm doing these backwards,
yeah.
To try and get the order right. But yeah, so I don't know. Maybe I misunderstood it, but so I thought that it was.
Yeah. So that line about she flew back as fast as she could, like maybe
yeah,
she flew back home.
Back,
yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it meant back to that person, but
yeah,
that makes more sense.
Yeah, I'm not absolutely sure, but somehow I'd kind of gotten that. It's so weird trying to listen to a song forward and interpret it backwards, and you know, because that's what the challenge was.
Now, who came up with this dumb challenge?
Oh, so assholes. But for the song itself, I thought the guitar sounds a little out of tune, or maybe it's the effects. You know, sometimes the chorus setting can kind of do that. Like I remember in an earlier podcast for Spin Tunes, you were complaining about Glenn Raphael's guitar tone, that it sounded all warbly and stuff like that. And then going back and listening to it again after publishing that podcast, I was like, oh, that wasn't an out of tune note or anything like that. That was the chorus effect that he put on his guitar, and it made it sound warbly. And sometimes, you know, a chorus can be wonderful and beautiful, but sometimes it can make it sound a little off and a little out of tune. Probably just my ears.
Yeah, well, you know, you're absolutely right. Like, the trick to making a chorus when you have just the very same, when you're just doubling a track, is you detune one of the chorus tracks slightly to make them not sound exactly the same, or just double the volume. So,
and here also, the vocals, I thought, are not exactly as strong as her previous entries, but still wonderful. The lyrics are great, as we've already discussed. And the thing about it, with me thinking that it was, you know, last year things were great, last month things were getting worse, and last week was a disaster sort of a thing. Reading it in the proper chronological order, it's sad, but if told in reverse order, you know, it kind of tricks you into thinking that it's a bit of a happy ending. At least it did so for me. Kind of worked. So listening to it, I'm happy. But then reading it and reading it backwards, like we're supposed to interpret it, it's not so clear. So,
interesting. I'm going to have to go back and listen again, obviously.
I'm not sure.
I don't think I got it right. I'm not sure there's a right to get either.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's going to get less confusing with more listens, but it doesn't have to be because it's a wonderful song, you know? And again, like with that, with those criticisms I had, if I'm comparing this song to the rest of her portfolio, you know, this is mid-range in a group of amazing songs, but you know, compared to the other songs in this round, it's still really, really wonderful and a very, very strong competitor. Very, very happy with this song. And yeah, going to listen to it a lot.